Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you Monday, June the 29th, 2020, 6:29, 2020, 14 and a half minutes past the hour, and off and running here on another day of the Now program and having a good time. And again, told you the story in hour number one about the Woodlawn United Methodist Church in Bucyrus. Again, my hats off to them for what happened over there. Telephone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If there's anything on your mind you would like to talk about, give me a buzz. Now, before we went to break, what we were talking about was material. Some people send you material. Now, I like getting material from certain people because it's fun, it's kind of sprightly, it's interesting, it's entertaining, but luckily I do have enough material here planned this morning to get through the broadcast. So, we're good. Even though we're a little dry from the people in the past, but that's okay. Situations change, which that's no big deal. Thank goodness we still have our regular dose of entertainment. Now, I was asking, does anybody have anything interesting that would be fun to cook and kind of easy for the big 4th of July cookout coming up this Saturday? Anything interesting or fun, easy that I could cook for the big thing going on at my house? Because as near as I can tell, everybody has RSVP'd at this point, pretty much. So any ideas, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. Okay, I hate to tell this story again. Well, I'm really not telling it again because it's a new thing that just happened yesterday. But I hate to tell this because it sounds like I'm repeating myself. But this time, I want to get a little more in-depth about what I'm saying here. Because I think I'm misrepresented when I tell these stories. Okay, here's the deal. A few months ago, what I was saying on this show was that I had seen a picture of someone who I thought was a good friend. And when I saw their picture, I started seeing them for kind of who they are. Now, again, it had nothing to do with the picture. The picture was fine. It was a nice picture. They looked fine in the picture. I'm not saying the picture looked bad. A lot of people thought I was talking about the picture looking bad. Now, that's not it at all. I just saw the person for who they really were. And it's not that I'm not their friend anymore. It's just that I thought that the person who I had been seeing was no longer there. But that was my fault. See, I don't think the person that I was seeing was ever there. I think I was kind of in a rose-colored glasses situation, and I was just wanting to see what I wanted to see when that person was really never there. Okay, that's the story you've heard 1,000 times. Now, here's the news story from yesterday. Yesterday, I was doing a whole bunch of things, and maybe this will help me explain this a little more in depth. I was doing a whole bunch of things yesterday, and you know, you're on Facebook sometimes. And I was on Facebook. I just happened to be on Facebook. I think I was writing a promo for this show or the WWGH Facebook page or something like that. I was doing some kind of promo. And this picture popped up of somebody. Now, it's somebody I know. And nothing wrong with posting pictures of yourself on the internet. That's okay. You know, that's what people do now. It's Selfie City. And, you know, it was the weirdest thing because I saw the picture of the person, and it was a perfectly fine picture. Again, the picture was fine. They looked, you know, they looked like themselves. They looked normal. But I saw this picture, and all of a sudden, it dawned on me that what I had been seeing in this person was really not what I was seeing. That what I was seeing in this person, I think, again, had more to do with what I wanted to see in them. And it wasn't really the person. The person, I think, is much more complicated, much more complex, much more something inside of them. You know, they just have something going on that is not fixable. Not, maybe it doesn't need to be fixed, but it just is not conducive to my particular way of thinking. Which, that's no problem. We don't all think the same way. And again, this person will remain a good friend, and I will still talk to them, and every, you know, I would not shun them. But again, it's one of those situations where I saw this picture, and I thought, oh, wait a second. Wait a second. That's not, you know, I think I'm putting too much into this person. I think I'm making them bear a weight that maybe they can't bear. So, I hope that better describes what I'm talking about when I'm saying I'm seeing pictures. That it's not about the picture. The picture's fine. I mean, you can hang the picture on the wall. There's nothing wrong with the picture. It's just you take the... I'll tell you what happens here. It's the picture meeting the personality. That's what's happening. The picture meets the personality. And when the personality is a little shaky, the picture, I think, just reminds you of that. Because, you know, have you ever built somebody up in your mind and thought, oh man, that person is just the best? And then you come to find out that, well, there's a little more to that person than maybe meets the eye. So that was interesting yesterday. Have you ever had that issue? 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. Now, that was my picture story this morning, which those are getting more interesting from time to time. You know what I think it is? I think it's during this weird time that we're going through in the United States that I feel that maybe it's time to clean out the closet a little bit with some people. Because some people change over a certain period of time. Now, change is not always bad. Sometimes change is for the good. And I was even having this conversation with somebody yesterday, and I think this is an important conversation. I like change, like life changes. Life changes are great. You know, sometimes it gives you a whole new start. It gives you a whole new group of people to be around. Sometimes you realize that things are... you learn things about people that you never learned before. But what I don't like is personality changes. Because sometimes people's personality changes, and it changes for the worse in your particular situation, and that might cause a life change. So, I'm all for change. I like change. But when people's personality starts changing, oh. Because you know what the problem is essentially, when you meet somebody, you like them for their personality. I hope you like them for their personality. You better like their personality if you're going to be spending any time around them. And when the personality changes, then you got a problem. Now, life changes, that's exciting. Off on a new adventure, something great is happening in the life that's changing my life for the future. You know, those things are fun. Those things are great. Those things, that's something to be very excited about. I never heard anybody getting excited about somebody's personality changing. Because you never know, usually it's for the worse, and at that point, you really don't know what to do. So, there you go. Just getting word here that, you know, this is great, that somebody is going to be graduating on August the 20th, 2023, 3 days after their 31st birthday. Now, this is graduating college. Well, they'll finish, and that'll be... time for graduation. And what a fun time that'll be. You know what, a little over 2 years away now, but that's not insurmountable. And I know this person will graduate, I have no doubt in my mind. They're going to be a big star, big hit, and that's the way it goes. So how cool is that? I can't wait for that. Now, we got to wait a little over 2 years at this particular point, but this person's doing so good in college right now that I have no doubt that they are going to hit a home run, and that is very cool. A lot of fun. So congratulations to them as well. You know, how fast college goes by, 2 years, that's a drop in the bucket. You know, you think 2 years sounds like a long time. The problem is to not get derailed in 2 years. That's the thing. When you first get enrolled in college, you go, oh, okay, I can do this, and then something bad happens. You know, you have a bad class, you get a bad grade, somebody gets in your life, and all of a sudden, it's not as important as it used to be. And this is why you got to pick people in life who are supportive of you. Now, see, this is a whole nother thing. You got to have people who support you. If you don't have people who support you, it might screw that up. You know, 2 years... You know, it's a short amount of time, but it's also a long amount of time. It's long enough to screw something up. And apparently, you have to go to New Hampshire to watch this person graduate. Well, I don't know if I'll go to New Hampshire to watch the person graduate or not. I guess that was an invitation. That's kind of nice. That somebody would invite me to New Hampshire to watch them graduate. If I'm invited, I'll think about it. I'll be so happy for this person in 2 years that, you know, it's one of those things that I certainly would be happy. Now, if I'm invited, you know, maybe. I don't know that I'm invited. Or how bad the person wants you there. Because, you know, have you ever got those invitations where people are just like, hey, I'm graduating. Come and watch me graduate. Okay. That's nice, and I appreciate that. Oh, come watch me graduate. Okay. Well, sometimes I go to those, and sometimes I don't go to those. But if the person comes to you and is like, listen, you've got to be there. This is very important. Then I think about it a little bit harder than when somebody just throws an invitation at you, or when they email you an invitation. I hate that. You know, you don't even have to send me an invitation, to be honest. If you come to me and tell me you want me to be there, or you say something nice, oh, then there's a good possibility I might be there. But it's when people just send you an invitation or just say, hey, you know, you coming? Now, that's less likely for me to attend, but it doesn't change how proud I am of the person, especially when you go back to college after being out for so many years. Well, if you want me there, I certainly will make every effort possible to be there. And you know, this, again, falls under the heading of telling people why they're important. And sometimes we tell people why they're important, and sometimes we don't. I try to do it. I've tried to do it here on the air from time to time. Tell people what they mean to me, why they're important, why it's important they're in my life. This is very... left out in our culture today. A lot of times we don't tell people. We either assume that they know, or we just, I guess, don't have the time to tell them. I don't know. Embarrassed. Who knows? But take the time to tell somebody why they matter, if they matter. That's a big deal. But this person, I might believe that this person does want me there. New Hampshire's not that far away. So, yeah, if we're still... friendly at that point, sure. I think I would probably go. You know, if somebody comes to me and tells me they want me there and that it's a big important thing that they want me there, well, sure, I would show up. But you never know what happens in 2 years. Isn't that funny how life can change in 2 years? I'm not saying it will. I'm not being a downer or a pessimist on this thing. But boy, think about where you were 2 years ago, and think about where you are now. Think of all the things that can happen. It's interesting. This is why I believe spontaneity is important. Oh, you know, I had a great conversation yesterday, and I think this is worthwhile, because this is one of... I hope to think of this show as an educational piece from time to time. And again, if you want to weigh in at any point, 740-383-9944, please weigh in, 740-383-9944, if there's anything on your mind you would like to talk about anything I've said already. But I had this conversation because here's what I think is important. Society is changing in a certain way that relationships are not as defined as they used to be. You know, it used to be husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, fiance. That's how it went. You know, you were something. You had some kind of title. Well, I don't know that it's all that defined anymore. I think it's much broader. And here's what has led me to understand this. You know, big things matter when you are hanging around with somebody, which is about the best way I can say it. Big things matter, but little things matter more. You know, big things you end up talking about more, and there's more maybe anxiety and time around big things. But the truth is, it's the little things that mean more. It's the little things that you don't expect. It's the spontaneous things. It's the easy things that mean something. That's when you know something is really working well. When you feel totally comfortable with somebody. You know, I was saying yesterday that one of the best things you can have with somebody, have you ever done that thing when you're sitting next to somebody and something's going on in the room and you bump them with your elbow and you to get their attention and their eyes, you know, meet your eyes and immediately you know what each other's thinking and you either laugh or just kind of get the idea of what's going on in the room. You don't have to say anything. That's a big thing. It doesn't have to be all big. Now, big is good. Why? I mean, everybody's got to have a little big in their life. But the little stuff, it's those little moments that end up being so important. And to be honest with you, I will tell you this. Last Thursday was a totally unexpected day in that I had so much fun doing something that I thought would be very little. To be honest with you, I saw it as a very little thing and kind of, you know, just another day, nothing huge or anything like that. And it turned into a big thing. It turned into something that I will kind of remember for a long time. Now, you never know if you'll always remember something, but it was such fun. It was so easy, so comfortable, such an enjoyable thing that I will remember that forever. And so, but that was a little thing. So again, it's the little things rather than the big things. And I think the more people remember that, the better off we will be. So yeah, that was a great day. A lot of fun. Okay. Where are we at this point? Oh, here's something. I am in the process right now of working on two people. Now, I don't remember if I brought this up last week or not, but there are two people who clearly need my help. Because I think, I said this last week, I think I'm going to become a life coach. I think people need help. So, here's what I've decided. There are two people who I know who clearly are in need of help. Now, I've talked to both of them, and I don't think either one knows what the other's doing. So I feel it now my duty to help these two people out. So I'm going to work on getting these people to where they need to be. Now, is it going to work out forever? Who knows? I don't know. Maybe it will. Maybe it won't. It's hard to tell. But I do know that they're two very nice people. They're two great people. And I'm not sure what the hang-up is right now, but I'm going to figure out what the hang-up is, and I'm going to get this hang-up out of the way and fix their problem. So this is what I feel as a life coach that I should be doing. So I will give you updates on this as time goes on. Obviously, I'm not going to mention anybody's name, but just remember that the process starts today of me fixing these two people. And hopefully at the end, I will have them to the point that they need to be at. Because they're not there now. When I talked to them last Thursday, When I talked to them last Wednesday, which was the last time I talked to them, they had no idea what was going on. I think everything's on the skids. So I've got to get this thing off the skids, and I got to get it back on the track. I got to get it moving in a positive direction. So get ready for that. I'm working on these two people, and I will give you updates, but I will not give you names. Okay. Now, let's see. We talked about that. What does the 4th of July mean to you? Does anybody have a good idea about what the 4th means to you as a person? You know, I think about that coming up on Saturday. Everybody has a different meaning to the 4th of July. Everybody sees it a little differently. Some people think fireworks. Some people think the history of America. Some people think the Declaration of Independence. Some people think presidents. Some people think soldiers. Some people think about the flag. What does it mean to you? What does Independence Day, 4th of July, mean to you? Does anybody have an opinion on this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What does the 4th of July in essence mean to you? Now, I'm not looking for like a textbook definition. Just, what does it mean? Does it mean getting together with people? Does it mean the independence of this country? What does the 4th mean? Because I would have to say that we're a very patriotic country. So there's that. But what is the whole meaning of this thing that we call the 4th of July? Go ahead, caller.
Oh, good morning, Scott. How you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, man. I tell you what, Scott. I get up of a morning, and I am able to kick around. That is almost made my day. But for it to celebrate or enjoy whatever the 4th, that's an independent day. And you should be able to do whatever that satisfy you or what the other person, either one, you know. That's an independent day. And you should use it that way. Are you still there?
Oh, I'm still here. I think you're exactly right. I think that's exactly... And Friday, I hope you get a chance to listen on Friday morning, because when I do the Ben Franklin story, and I play my favorite 4th of July song, patriotic song, that song says it all to me about what America is about. And it says it all to me about what it exactly took to pull this country together. And I think, interestingly enough, it's not fireworks. It's not, separation. It's much different. It's much bigger than that. And that's why I like doing that story every year, rather than having a tradition of fireworks or something like that.
Scott, it's so difficult anymore. Our country is tore upside down. You can't hardly do anything. If you think about this dadgum virus that's going around, whatever it is, whatever it is uncurable. It's just pretty well simple as that. And it's a killer. And it is just tough to do what we normally do in Independence Day, let's put it that way, because it's so scary. You know, it's not just the virus, but anymore it's killing, fighting, whatever. It's not getting out there celebrating independence for each other. It's just so much different, and you just don't know hardly how to go about it unless you're just celebrating yourself for being in this great country that's tore upside down.
Well, see that here's the problem, because at my little 4th of July get-together this year, I'm expecting like a revolutionary war because of these people who I have invited, who I don't know, because the majority of the people have already said yes, they'll be there, it'll be great, things will be hunky-dory. But there are a few people who are like, I don't know what the, you know, if they don't want to come, that's fine by me, just tell me, because I don't need stragglers coming in. You know what I mean?
I know it. Scott, to have a get together of anything, you know, it make no difference what it is. You've got to have a leader of about anything. You can't have a bunch of leaders and get together and get along, because there are too many leaders. You can't have that. You got to have a leader that will stand out. And if you can't get along with that leader, it ain't going to go right. If you understand what I'm saying, like these two people, or three people, or one person can upset a get-together if you ain't careful. So therefore, you need a leader, and I've been a leader for I don't know how long. I've been in these crowds. I've been with these troublemakers. But somebody has got to be a leader, or it ain't going to work out right. And that leader is going to be a heel when it's over with, but they'll come to decide that he done right. You can't have a party or whatever and let some heel, you whatever y'all call him, like your two people you're talking about, even though there are two of them. One's easy to deal with, and two. But you can't have them to come in and upset all the rest of them. Now, that's not right at all.
No, and I'll say this to them, that if they let me know in the next couple days, I mean, we still have till Saturday, that's still good. You know, let me know. But don't hem-haw around, because you've known about this now for like 3 or 4 days. And if you can't come, that's fine. I mean, other people, you know, do things. I don't mind that. And like I say, I already got such a strong enough group coming. It's not like we're going to be low on people or something. I got a great group coming. And you know what made me feel so good? When I went out and invited these people this past weekend, everybody... except the two, yes, they want to be there. They're looking forward to it. And, you know, it's like 8 or 9 people, so that's pretty good for a little cookout get-together.
Yeah. Scott, the way I look at it, if I can't go and enjoy myself, and with other people too, if I can't enjoy myself, and I think maybe I'm saying something wrong, or and I shouldn't be, you know, I can get up and leave. That's what the person, if they can't join in the crowd, enjoy the crowd, and be social with everybody, they should get up and leave, not destroy it for everybody else.
Well, that's it, you know, and here's the thing. This is how I look at it. When you want to be there and you show up, that's important to me, because, as I said, my thing is not particularly a family thing. To be honest with you, I think only two other people there are technically my family, and one of them is really not a family member. They're just like an in-law. So the majority of these people who come have no relation to me at all, and a lot of them, you know, I would say, you know, some are friends, some are coworkers, and some are just people who I've known for a long time. But we have the best time. Although this time, see, Memorial Day was more of everybody sitting around talking.
And we got into some subjects that I think were... It was fine. I mean, nobody got into a fight or anything. But, you know, we just ended up in some subjects that I think people probably... We could have avoided. So I'm going to try to make this thing a little more... What I would really like is music. See, I have a piano, but I have no idea how to play the thing. And I wish I knew a good piano player because, you know, there are a lot of great patriotic 4th of July songs.
Yeah. You know, I don't know what kind of get-together you're having. But I do know before he would get, where you would get him in on this or not, but I very, very doubt it. He's a piano tuner, so he knows how to play a piano, if you know what I'm saying. This guy, is he's got a, he does piano lessons. I mean, he tunes pianos. So if you can tune a piano, you can play one. You know that.
Oh, yeah.
So, but I don't know where he would, I don't know where he would, I very doubt where he would do that.
Well, I'll tell you, the thing is, one of the people who comes to this used to play piano. And she has told me this, that she used to play piano and was very good and took lessons. But
yeah.
I'm not sure why she doesn't play the piano anymore. But I might try to, like, because I would just like to hear her play the piano once, to be honest with you. So I might try to force it on her. Now, doesn't that sound like a great 4th of July event? I'm going to force somebody to play the piano.
Well, hey, now before I forget it, when is Scott? When is don't Charlie Edmund have some time on radio sometime or another?
What's that? Again? What was that, sir?
Don't Charlie Edmund have a few minutes on the radio sometime or another, where he has a swap shop, trade shop, or so on and so forth, or something like that?
Oh, Glenn. Glenn has
Glenn, yeah.
Yeah, Glenn has a swap shop. It's Thursdays from 12 to 1.
Oh, okay. That's what I want to know. I want a Thursday, 12 to 1. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know any other piano players. I just don't know. But have you got the piano?
Oh, yeah, I've got the piano. See, years ago, this is what happened. Somebody, you know, I really don't remember, so I hate to say if they died or if they just moved. I think they moved, to be honest with you, because they had just bought this new piano, because it was an older woman. She had bought a new piano, and she was just living alone, and I think she wanted to learn how to play the piano, or just wanted to play the piano again, I guess is my point. So she bought this great new piano, and then like 2 months after she bought it, she got sick, and I think she had to go to like an assisted living. And she didn't have room for the piano, and her son, who was basically cleaning out her house, said, what am I going to do with this piano? And my grandmother, who was a friend of this woman, said, hey, you know, I think my grandson's looking for a piano, because at one point I wanted to learn how to play a musical instrument. And the guy said, well, listen, if you can just get it out of here, you can have it. And this thing was brand new, had hardly ever been touched. So I went and got it, and it was a bear to move it. And I've moved it for years, but I've never taken a lesson. And I've had it probably for 15 years now.
No, yeah, that's too bad. You should. It ain't too late for you to learn how to play piano.
No, I'm thinking about. I gotta do this, but I don't know. You know, I don't know who could teach me. At one point, there was another person who wanted to learn how to play the piano, and I thought, well, that'll be fun if we had a little class, if we could get a teacher, because I have the piano, and we could all come to my house.
You're a good talker. You ought to get out here on the airway and see if you can get somebody to help you out. Give you a few lessons, give you a few pointers. If you learn how to read music, you can pretty well play the piano, but you got to learn how to read music in order to play the piano.
Right. So
you know what I'm saying?
Oh, it'll take a minute, because I have no idea how to read music.
You've got to know how to read in order to... I think to play the piano, you know, it goes with playing the piano. If you can't read it, you want to
Like,
anyway,
I know, I know ta ti ti ta ti ti. I know that.
You know, it's too bad, but this kid passed away. It's my wife's niece is who it is, who it was, and she'd have been glad to have done this. She was a piano player. She teaches piano. She was a school teacher. She graduated. She was just a kid. But anyway, she would have been glad to join in your playing your piano, but she's gone. It's, you know, so.
Maybe well, somebody.
Of course, so we're stopping that. But other than this one particular guy, I don't know who would. You ought to get on to him. See if maybe somebody might want to join in with. You know, there are piano players out there, I know.
Oh,
but I don't know their names. I've seen them and blah, 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 and so. But this one particular guy, I'm just about sure he wouldn't play at your, you know, get-together, I don't think. But he would be good. He's an old guy, and he can play the piano.
Well, you know, hopefully there's somebody maybe listening right now. Now, if you know how to play the piano and you want to come to my house at 3 o'clock on the 4th of July, because, here's the thing about 4th of July. This is the only one that's different. Memorial Day and Labor Day, I kind of try to have later or earlier in the day, you know, like more of a lunch thing. But the 4th of July is different because it kind of revolves around fireworks, and people do light fireworks off in my neighborhood, and I can see the fireworks from the Coliseum where I live. So I have that one kind of later. Now, some people, like the older people, now they kind of leave early, but usually the younger people stay, and we watch the fireworks as a cap off to the big 4th of July thing.
Yeah. Well, what day is it going to be on?
The 4th. I'm going to do it on the actual 4th.
That's on the what's on Saturday?
On Saturday, yeah, Saturday.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I was going to say a lot of people has other things to do on Sunday. Well, I don't know. Well, okay, so I enjoy talking to you. You'll talk to a guy. I mean, hey, that's what I like about you. You kind of enjoy talking to yourself, and you enjoy it to your callers, whoever it is. You give them your best, and hey, good luck.
Hey,
God bless you, man, on the 4th.
Absolutely.
Independent Day, be your Independent Day and make the most of it. And your get-together, point a leader out. If you have it, you should have the say-so. Somebody's out of line, you're the one that's telling me he's out of line. Plain and simple that. You got to have a spokesman like you are on the radio. You're MC on that radio, and what goes on, you help respond for it most of the time. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
Same way with your party you having.
That's right. I'll just say, listen, you either got to play the piano or you got to get out.
Right. You got to kind of stand in line or wait till your turn or whatever, and hey, if you're causing trouble and people ain't liking it, it's too bad. I think you should leave. I have been in that. I worked at Honda in the work situation. And if you understand what I'm talking about, I belong to the union all the time. We have rules and regulations. So does the company have rules and regulations? And I had more beef than you could shake a stick at. But I had the authority and the right to stand up for what was right. Troublemaker, I get all over him. I get it straightened out because I had the right. All the guys looked up to me to do that, and the union were behind me. So you got the authority to do what you want done at your party. And you got to, if trouble starts, who's going to be held responsible for it? You've got to have somebody.
Oh, that's right. You've got to have somebody handling the problems. Because who knows
even... Yeah, you've got to have some... Regardless what it is, if you ain't got somebody to kind of carry out the rules and regulations, if somebody gets out of line, I'm not saying anybody's get out of line. You have to jump in and blah, 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 blah. If somebody gets out of line, something ain't right, somebody, you know, you just... chaos could happen and nobody to stand up for it. You got to have somebody in front. It's plain and simple as that.
That's right. You got to have somebody running out in front, and
right.
Because there's always a little bit of confusion at these things.
Yeah, and you got to have a kind of cool guy. He could have a troublemaker himself to try to come out and take care of troublemakers. Well, if you're a troublemaker yourself, that normally ain't going to work either. If you got a cool, calm guy, you got to take care of trouble.
Well,
you got to take care of trouble, plain and simple as that. I would go to these, when I worked at Hollywood, I would go to these meetings, these big shots, and sit out and listen to the problems, and I had a right to stand up. They'd ask Mama, I have a right to stand up, speak my piece. But it had to be within respectable. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Men, women.
Man,
you can't talk out of line in places like that. You know, and I got to do that. I got to do, if any time trouble happened, I was called. Anytime somebody got hurt, I was called. I was the first one called. And I would be on the spot. Whatever I was doing, I had a right to join in that. Emergency, I was there. Whatever I was doing, I would be there, whoever was in. So, you gotta have a leader. Plain and simple as that.
You know the thing about it is right now, some people don't like each other for some reason. You know, that's not a big problem, but there are certain people who don't like other people. So I always appreciate it when somebody comes along and says, listen, I've got other things to do, just tell me early enough, and then I can invite the other people that you don't like.
If you don't want to... If you don't like what's going on, Bob, you said something wrong, go to the leader.
Right.
That's where you're supposed to go, not to the whole crowd.
No.
But pretty soon you're all going to be into it.
Right,
and it's
supposed to be fun. And you know what's interesting? Here, this is the most fascinating thing. Now tell me if you agree with this. Here's what I found. There are certain people who don't like a certain group. Now I'm not saying they dislike the people. They just don't fit in as well with a certain group. And then you find out they don't come, and then you invite somebody else who maybe they don't like, but that other person or other group does fit in better with that group. Now, maybe that's because of age. Maybe that's because of personality. You never really know. But if you can't come, then I don't really think it's my responsibility anymore if somebody shows up who you don't like. Because if you can't come, then, you know, I don't think it's my duty to keep people away.
Well, Scott, if you got very many people, you're not going to satisfy everybody. It's plain and simple as that. They always got to be one stands out somewhere along the line. So sometimes, well, there you go. You're the decision maker. You're not going to satisfy everybody. That's all there are to it. Satisfy yourself and try to satisfy the majority. Majority always wins. You know that.
That's right.
And if they are healed along the line somewhere, that's too bad. That's too bad. I mean, if you can't work it out with him, gently, peacefully, tell him to leave. Not let the whole crowd join in all of this. They don't have nothing to do with that. You gotta have a leader, and you gotta stand up for what you know is right and what you think is right. And if somebody's out of line or don't want to come, that's up to you, but we're not going to have no trouble. If you can't join in the crowd and have peaceful celebration, whatever it is, I would appreciate it if you would leave.
Well, that's
if you
right.
Would leave.
And
if you don't want to leave on your own, well, maybe I'll have to have you. picking out, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course. And at this point, I think you just say, listen, if you've got something else to do, let me just relieve you of this. Don't worry about it. Go to the other thing. Don't stress yourself out. And I'll take care of this. It'll be fine. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah. You keep going on with parties and so on and so forth. You will run into problems that you're not going to like what you done or what you have to do. But that's what I'm saying. You still got to have a leader. You got to have a standout guy. Plain and simple as that. If you got to get together. You know, it got to be a leader. That's why we got a president of the United States. Majority of people may not like it. Majority of people don't. That's the same way with you. The crowd, majority is going to win, whatever it is. Oh, yeah, what it is. Majority is going to win. You know that.
Majority rule.
So you have to do what the majority you think is going to want done.
That's right. Well, hey, I thank you for calling in as always. Have a great day.
You do. Hey, happy 4th of July. Good luck to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that's all the time we have today. Don't forget, Adam the Computer Guy coming up next. Mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Voice of the People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5 p.m. And the Mike Wilson Show, 5:10 to 6 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio. Stay tuned.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. The legendary star of the Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett.
Yeah. Is it how much of Mrs. Garrett is in Ray?